Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, where we chat about all things calm, control, and courage, one day at a time. Now, I've got to ask, how many times have you held onto something that's just weighing you down? Maybe it's anger, resentment, even that altar from that embarrassing moment in middle school, we've all been there. It's crazy how these little things can fester and grow, creating this whole internal storm. And the truth is, holding onto them doesn't change anything, it just keeps us stuck. Today, we're diving into something powerful. The power of forgiveness. I know what you might be thinking, Dylan, that's so cliche. But trust me, this isn't your grandma's Sunday sermon about letting go and being nice. This is about recognizing the incredible healing potential that comes with choosing to forgive both others and ourselves. Let's break it down. 5 key takeaways for mastering forgiveness. 1. It's not about them, it's about you. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but forgiveness isn't about excusing what someone did or saying they were right. It's about taking back your power. When you hold onto anger and resentment, you're letting those negative emotions control you. Forgiveness is about choosing to break free from that emotional prison and reclaim your own peace. 2. Practice makes perfect and peaceful. Like any skill, forgiveness takes practice. It's not a one-time fix. It's an ongoing journey. Start small, maybe forgive someone for a minor annoyance or even forgive yourself for a past mistake. Each time you choose to let go, you build strength and resilience. 3. Forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. You absolutely don't have to mend fences or pretend everything is okay if it isn't. Forgiveness is about releasing the burden of anger and resentment within yourself, not condoning someone else's actions or forcing a relationship. 4. Embrace self-compassion. One of the biggest barriers to forgiveness is self-judgment. We often beat ourselves up for mistakes, holding onto shame and guilt long after the fact. Remember, everyone messes up. Practicing self-compassion means treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend who made a similar mistake. 5. Think of forgiveness as an act of rebellion. Think about it this way: the world throws so much negativity our way, conflict, hurt, betrayal. Choosing to forgive is a powerful act of rebellion against that chaos. It's saying, I choose peace, even when things are tough. It's choosing to rise above the anger and pain and step into your own strength. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You have a friend who really hurt you. Maybe they betrayed you, trust, or broke a promise that meant a lot to you. The anger is there, simmering, making every interaction awkward. You avoid them, you replay the moment over and over in your head, and it's exhausting. But what if you chose to forgive? What if, instead of holding on to that resentment, you acknowledge the wrongdoing, express your hurt, and then consciously let go of the anger? Think about how freeing that would feel. You wouldn't be condoning their actions, but you'd be choosing peace for yourself. It's like lifting a heavy weight off your shoulder. Suddenly, there's more space to breathe, more room for joy and connection. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, acknowledge the hurt, and choose forgiveness. You won't regret it. Remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. Every time you choose forgiveness, you're strengthening your resilience, cultivating inner peace, and becoming the best version of yourself. Keep that in mind as you navigate the ups and downs of life. Remember to forgive both yourself and others, and watch how much brighter your world becomes. Until tomorrow, keep it calm, controlled, and courageous. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. Let's spread some peace out there.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.